A lady in the harbor held a lamp beside the golden door. She heard the distant cries of those who longed for more than what they were given. From silent lips, she beckoned, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free." And with that call, people from all over the world began to dream a new dream. They came to begin again, to try again, to build something better than before. With them, they brought their languages, their religions, their traditions, and their values, intricate parts of who they were. Once foreigners, they claimed this great land as their own and stood shoulder to shoulder as something new. Americans, unhindered, unbroken, undying. America has always been a beacon of hope for the world, a place where anyone from anywhere can be part of something bigger than themselves, a place to have a fresh new start. And our country welcomed them. We draped their differences in red, white, and blue and created a whole more glorious than its parts. Through that banner of unity, a great country declared to the world a message never heard before or since. E pluribus unum. From many, one. From the start of our great nation, our founding fathers entered uncharted territory. They aspired to create a system of government that would provide a framework with which to govern people from all walks of life. Many said it couldn't be done. It hadn't been done. But with careful precision and divine inspiration, they crafted the longest-standing constitution in the history of the world, a self-correcting document that would embody all people. In a country with different cultures and demographics that change over time, it seemed unlikely that this constitution would stand. No other country's has. But our constitution was based on a unique idea that people's rights are granted directly by our creator, and that the people grant rights to government. The concept was simple, yet groundbreaking. That inspired document made it possible for Americans to reach to other shores and assure our future brothers and sisters that their speech would be safeguarded, their religion would be protected, and laws of fairness would govern the land. They could finally breathe free. Early on, our country saw the benefits of opening our doors to the world and realized what we could do when we rallied under the American banner. We led the world in science, technology, entertainment, business, and statesmanship. In fact, America believed so strongly in unity and the liberty needed to protect it that we were willing to die for it on our shores and abroad. During the Civil War, the idea that one could be excluded for the color of their skin was so abhorrent that hundreds of thousands of Americans were willing to shed their blood to abolish it. In World War II, when a madman thought he could create a race of perfect people who looked like him, America once again declared to the world that our power and greatness is in the sum of all of our people. Now America serves as a light to the world with the underlying belief that our strength and greatness is in the unity created by embracing our differences. Nowhere can this be seen more clearly than in our military. Men and women with names from all around the world serve side by side under the American flag, fighting for a common goal. Regardless of where they came from or the color of their skin, they pledged their lives to protect our freedom and unity. My great-grandfather immigrated from Italy and fought for this country not as an immigrant, but as an American. In World War II, when he rode through France in a tank brigade under General Patton, he saw a victory that could only happen when many united under the common cause of freedom. Our veterans embody everything that is good and noble about our great nation. When they pledged to leave no man behind, it wasn't conditional. They didn't see black, white, Italian, Asian, or Hispanic. They saw American. They have seen firsthand the greatness that is achieved when many fight as one. E pluribus unum. From many, one. This is what makes America great. My family is the many. Greek and Irish ancestors that came for economic freedom, a Spanish grandmother who came for freedom of religion, an Italian great-grandfather who came for the rule of law. They came from far and away to a land where anything was possible, but they pledged allegiance to the United States of America and became one. That kind of unity seems impossible now, but even in these tumultuous times, the words of Ronald Reagan give us hope. He said, "The things that unite us far outweigh what little divides us." And so we affirm that Jew and Gentile, we are one nation under God. That black and white, we are one nation indivisible. That Republican and Democrat, we are all Americans. With heart and hand through whatever trial and travail, we pledge ourselves to each other and to the cause of human freedom. The cause that has given light to this land and hope to the world. E pluribus unum. From many, one. That is greatness.